Wiki podcast.
All right, I'm just kidding. Here's the real one.
Shalikdo. Doc popular.
Wow, what a great song. I'm Dr. Popular. This is YoYoWiki.org's podcast, the YoYo Wiki podcast. And with me, as always, is Josh Parker. Josh, how are you?
I am fantastic. That is correct, Dr. Popular. How are you?
I am swell. That stands for super well.
Yes, it does. That super is correct.
No turning back, Josh. I've never looked back for a second.
Are you eating? I never. You're eating during the podcast?
No. Yeah. Yeah. A little.
That sounds like chips.
Well, okay. I didn't want to give away where we get our material from, but these are Pringles Prince jokes. I don't know if you've seen these, Josh. These are Pringles, you know, in the can.
Okay.
And once you pop the top, every chip is got this really, at first, gross-looking blue ink on it. Like, you don't want to eat something with, like, this blue on it. But the ink are jokes, and this is actually where I get a lot of the material that I use for the show. I don't know, you know, if you're getting, like, you know, bologna jokes or what, but, you know, for me, this is, like, I eat this, and I already feel funnier.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I guess
let's get an example.
All right. Here we go. Why did the football coach go to the bank?
I don't know. I got it. Because he needed a quarterback.
I guess. I ate the chip. I don't know. No, it sounds good. We're not with that one. Oh, this one's funny, dude. That one tasted kind of funny.
Well, you know, before you can be funny, you have to feel funny.
You are what you eat, Josh.
That's why I put bologna in my shoes.
What do bees call their spouses?
I don't know, Doc. What do bees call their spouses?
Honey.
I could have guessed that one if I thought about it.
Yeah.
What? Oh, my gosh.
So I'll just keep eating these throughout the show.
Hopefully we can get some of the Pringles audience, you know, some of the Pringles enthusiasts to listen to the show that way then.
You know. What did the washer say to the dryer?
I don't know.
Want to go for a spin?
Yeah, that's good. That's a Laffy Taffy level of jokes right there.
Laffy Taffy. Bazooka Joe, dude. Bazooka Joe. All right, what? You've been doing... all right. Okay, so that's what I've been up to lately. What have you been up to lately, Mr. Josh Parker?
Well, there's the New Year's thing. I don't know. I went to a LAN party over New Year's. That was pretty good.
New Year's? That was your thing? I heard of that.
What?
That was pretty big. New Year's?
Yeah.
You say? That was really big.
Yeah.
So you had a LAN party at your house or what?
No, some friends of mine had a LAN party at their house.
Mm-hmm. The B3 guys?
No, not the B3 guys.
Screw those guys. We hate them.
Yeah. Just kidding.
No,
JK
all those,
guys.
All those, what? What? JK, all my pictures gone.
Oh, that's true. All your pictures gone, and I haven't, I'm still trying to get Derek to get on that. But
I just kind of assumed, I don't know why I just assumed it was stupid, but I didn't back them up because they were work stuff. So, I mean, like, they were on my work computer.
Okay.
So, after I'm no longer at work, I still had them online. I didn't worry about it. Now they're all gone.
Yeah, sorry. I lost a whole
JK,
bunch of pictures there, too.
LOL. Did you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went to a LAN party, played some, I don't know, some Battlefield 2 and some Soldier of Fortune. Lindsay reminds me.
Battlefield Earth too? Because that would be a killer game.
I get to be John Travolta.
Just imagine, like, if you're playing multiplayer, imagine the like texting you could do to other people. You're gonna die, Anetic.
Yes.
Some trash talking.
Some Scientology trash talking.
What about your site, schlichto.com?
I've been doing some blogging there. Haven't made a video lately. Last video I think I made was when Dave Poyser was in town. And that and everything else is up on the Schlichtocast. I stand corrected. I made a rant about the Transformers movie trailer. Did you see that, Doc?
I saw the rant. I think you were overreacting.
Okay. It's possible.
It's possible. It's possible. So your beefs with the that's on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can just search Transformer rant or what?
I don't know. It's on my site too. So.
Oh, that's right. It is. It's on schlichto.com.
Yeah, on schlichto.com. That's schlichto.com. So you liked the trailer?
I only saw the trailer. I didn't bother looking at the trailer other than in your review of it.
Okay.
But I'm like watching the trailer like for the first time, like as someone who's really interested in seeing the Transformers trailer, and it keeps stopping, and this guy head pops up in the screen, and he goes, "That's what drives me crazy. It's the way they enunciate." Or whatever, you know, it's like, and I'm just like, really like, whoa, it's Transformers. I wonder if I'll see some robot nipple. And, no, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. So that was the last video I made. Not, of course, yo-yoing related, but.
I like the video blogging, dude. I want you to keep it up.
All right.
I'm way too lazy to video blog, but.
Yeah.
I think you're set up for it or something.
Or something. I don't know.
Aren't you?
Yeah, kind of. So, what's been going on with you, I guess? Set up.
Dr. Popular, under the name of Drown Radio, will be doing two shows coming up. One in Vegas on the 9th, and one in Portland on the 19th, I think, which is like a Friday. So the one in Portland I'm doing with Beefy. The one in Vegas I'm doing, which is like all these Rhyme nerdcore guys from Rhyme Torrents. So it's going to be like this mega huge nerdcore hip-hop show. And it'll actually be my first hip-hop show that I've ever performed. And I am so nervous that I'm thinking about faking being sick so I don't have to go. I am so nervous. I picked out the songs I'm going to do, but it's just so weird, like doing karaoke. And then, like, I view the worst happening in my mind, and I'm so nervous.
All right. When was the last time you even did a musical performance?
It was in Minneapolis, whatever it was.
Thinking it was the Zyreka party.
Yeah, it was the Zyreka party. I did one song three times. We did the same song over and over. John Bott from the Atomic Brothers and I. Twisting Cherry Stems, which is actually a song that I'll probably work into this set, even though it's not really nerdcore. It's just nerdy.
It's a really good song, though.
I like it. So I'll try to do that live and see if it fits in with the rest of the stuff. But like Stephen Hawking, the Stephen Hawking diss song is what I'm going to open with.
All right.
But I'm also going to do the nerdcore verse that I wrote, I got a nasty old collection of Casio thing. And both of those songs end with the same, like, eight bars. Where I say, Drown Radio, and you've been warned. I grab the microphone and I keep the crowd warm. So I've got to cut the Stephen Hawking song really short so that the nerdcore hip-hop song can have that in there. So I don't even know. You know, I'm so nervous. I don't even know the words. I've never, you know, I don't want this to be my first time to perform this stuff. This is in front of, like, all the other nerdcore guys. But
yeah. And that's in 2 weeks?
Hello?
Yeah, that's in like 2 weeks?
That's 1 week from today as of recording. So that'll be next Thursday, January 9th. Also on January 9th, my next podcast will be up. I've got it all recorded and in the can. But just to be cruel, I'm holding on to it until the podcast day, the thing. So.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. So what's been happening in yo-yo stuffs?
Well, let's see. The Yo-Yo Factory G5 is out.
I've heard so many good things about that.
Yeah, I keep hearing good things about it. It caused so much controversy when they released the prototypes, people saying that it was nothing special and stuff like that. And now, I don't know, it seems like some people are backpedaling or whatever, and looks like it's going to be a good yo-yo.
I didn't see any controversy when it first came out. Which
there
boards?
Was controversy. I mean, between that and then the H-spin one that's coming out with
the their Envy.
Super unique shapes and stuff like that, and yeah, the Envy and all that crazy stuff. But yeah, that's new. And let's see what else.
There's been so many new yo-yos. It seems still like it still seems like there's like more and more yo-yos popping up out of nowhere.
Yeah, this new one from Russia. I'd love to get them on the show. Let's see. Let me find
if they're Russian, one. I'm sure they'd like to do it soon. If they're Russian.
Oh, I get the joke.
Because they'd be in a hurry.
All right, I'll give you a sympathy laugh.
Yes. Oh, my God. I got a sympathy laugh. So oh, you're sending me this photo right here?
Yeah. It's the gore. Yeah, that's the one right there.
Seriously, the gore?
Yeah, I think.
That's got to be an acronym.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not going to call it the gore.
Yeah, and it's got these crazy hubs on it for pressure seating bearings. So then you can have bearings on the middle, you know, the outside hubs that, you know, do those crazy new things with.
Again, with the spinning hubs, it's pretty crazy.
Yep.
It's
gonna
it doesn't
be the
come
thing
stock
with them, though, but it, yeah, I don't know. It's a neat thing.
Wish it was a profile knows. Shot. This particular shot that I'm looking at here of the gore, it's sitting on top of 50 caliber bullets, a belt, like a bandito style belt, filled with 50 caliber bullets.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's pretty badass.
That's great marketing. That's awesome.
That it's a good pretty... picture, just really well done. It looks very professional.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, so that's new and coming out, and all right, and the last thing that I wanted to talk about is something I'm really excited about. This is the big announcement that I might have hyped to a couple people.
You sound excited, Josh.
Well, thank you.
You sound really
I am
excited.
Yeah. This is the most exciting thing to happen to YoYoWiki since we started it back in 2005. We did. Me and Wilf had organized a logo contest. Remember, Doc?
Yes. Yeah. We who can draw Phil Cox the best?
Mm-hmm. And I think that was a smashing success. Gained a lot of interest about the wiki, and we had a lot of entries and stuff like that. And Oki Rosgana won, and everything like that. And it was good. And so we decided. Me and Wilf decided to. Run another contest, and that's the big announcement, is there will be a Yo-Yo Wiki editing contest through the entire month of January. This will end at midnight p.m. on January 31st. Or would that be midnight a.m.? At the end of the day on Wednesday, January 31st, and that's Central Standard Time, because that's where I am. But here's how it's going to work. There's going to be three categories that we'll be giving prizes for. The first category is a prize for the best new page. This is going on and creating a page that doesn't exist on YoYoWiki yet and writing a really good page. The second category will be the best edit of an existing page. So taking something that already exists, improving it, adding content, and all of that sort of stuff. And the third category, a random editor on YoYoWiki during the month of January will also be chosen at random and given a prize just for being there and helping out with the project and everything like that. Does that sound cool?
That sounds really cool. What are the prizes?
See, this is the coolest part. We've got the guys from Caribou Lodge Yo-Yo Works sending us out a peak. How cool is that?
Very.
And they'll also be sending us a T-shirt, some G-string. yeah. And
Paul Wallace.
Paul Wallace. And then I've got Takeshi cooking up some yo-yos for us as well. So I'm not sure exactly what category is going to get what yet, but it's going to be good. Wilfred and I will be acting as the judges on the whole contest, and so if you have any questions or anything like that, you can. You're probably better off directing them to me. But there's of course a page up on YoYoWiki about the contest and all, everything like that. Normal wiki rules apply, so don't create duplicate pages. And the content you write has to be original, and of course it has to be yo-yo related.
So throughout the course of the next half month or month or whatever, you guys will be, you and Wilfred will be looking at everybody's updates and whatever everybody's putting up with, like you always do. Right. But you'll be kind of taking notes, and at the end of the month, you'll have one person who will get the best creation of a new page. Right?
Right.
And that's not just creation, but also following through, like they, you know, you're taking into consideration what they wrote on there and stuff like that. And then you also have like a random drawing one, and the random drawing one will be basically anybody who's registered will be eligible for that. They don't have to fill out anything extra. They just register.
Right. And edit something.
And edit something. They've got to at least edit one thing.
Right.
And what was the other award?
Best edit of an existing page.
Ah, okay. That sounds okay, great. That sounds awesome. But all I'm saying is that sounds really unexciting to some people. Best edit for an existing page goes to... But the prizes are really exciting. So
yeah.
You can't really talk trash about it.
Get out there onto yoyowiki.org. There's some great things already in place. Last week we talked about the wanted pages. That's a great place to look for new pages that need to be created. Like the Aerobi Aerospin.
Oh. I mean,
everybody knows about that. The Team Losi de Bomb. There is no page for Team Losi de Bomb yet. That would be such an easy page for someone to write. And then there are some good pages to look at, to decide what you might want to edit instead of creating a new one, are the dead end pages. Now these are, pages, that are filled out and everything like that, but there's no wiki markup at all in them. So they don't link to anything else. And so they just need a little love there. And then there's also a page for long pages that could be probably edited shorter and tighter for content and readability. And then there's also stubs or short pages that can definitely be expanded on. And you know, Doc, what the number one short page is?
Danny DeVito.
The Dr. Popular Signature Element X.
Ooh, oy vey.
Yeah.
Referenced heavily, but nobody knows about it. It's the stuff of legends.
I guess.
Thank you.
So there's So there's some good stuff. There's some great resources right there on the wiki. So get out there and start editing.
Yes, sir. I'm going to win this. All three divisions.
All right. Tell me how that goes.
Okay. Well, you'll announce it, and then you'll know.
All right.
Best editing of an existing page goes to Dr. Popular. Well, that's cool. Those are cool prizes. So you're going to have the Peak. So those Canucks are getting involved. You've got that Midwesterner involved, Takeshi. You know, if only, like, maybe the Russians could maybe donate you some bullets or bread, then you would be totally, totally set, dude.
Totally set.
Yeah.
All right. So is there anything else that we've got to talk about?
No, baby. That's it. I guess I'll be, I don't know if I'll be around next week. I probably will be. And then after that, I'll be around to tell you how the show went.
All right. Well, I'm excited. If there are any yo-yos, of course, in Portland or
Las Vegas,
I'm sure they'd love to come out and see you.
Contact me.
Yeah.
You're the man now, dog. So let's outro music this.
All right.
Yo, crunch, yo. Crunch, crunch. Wiki, yo, yo. Wiki, wiki.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Yo, yo. Wiki, yo, yo. Wiki, wiki.
Crunch,
yo,
crunch.
Yo, radio.
See you next week.